Well, hello there. So good to have you tuned in to EWTN Radio, and in specific, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's your show, and it has been going on almost 10 years. In June, it's going to be 10 years of you keeping the show going so strong on the air. I am Jerry Usher, coming to you from Pope St. John, the 23rd National Seminary in Weston, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston, and Debbie Giorgiani is with me as well. So we're here, and Debbie, we're just looking forward to our listeners, the Take Two family, to join us.
Absolutely. So we need you to weigh in on this. Are you ready for Lent? Have you thought about Lent? It's right around the corner, less than a week away. Are you ready for Lent? Tell us what you're planning on doing and how you are going to approach this great season of Lent. We'd love to hear from the Take Two family. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. You're always welcome as a part of the family. We love when we get the calls, international calls as well. So please start dialing right now at 833-288-EWTN. Tell us how you're going to take on Lent. 833-288-3986.
Well, when we hear the L word, Lent, we think of a lot of things. And unfortunately, I think it's a little unfortunate, maybe it's not. But a lot of people think about, well, what am I going to give up? You know, and often that can be, you know, coffee or social media or chocolate or smoking or drinking or whatever. Those are all fantastic. If you're going to do any of those things, let us know kind of how you prayerfully arrived at that decision. But also, Lent can be about adding things to your life, taking things on, like maybe you don't have any kind of time in regular adoration, Eucharistic adoration in your life right now. And so you say during Lent, I'm going to start going to my local parish here and spending an hour a week, say, or 10 minutes a day in front of the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Maybe you're going to start praying a rosary as a family. Lent is a great time, Debbie, as we know, to teach our kids, to form our kids in one of the beautiful seasons of the liturgical year. So that's our topic today. Debbie and I could talk all about it for the whole hour, but that's not how this show works. We want you to participate. Are you ready for Lent? How is that unfolding for you? How's that looking? 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986.
So we want to hear your suggestions about how to go deeper during Lent. If you missed the last Spirit World, Adam and I, Jerry, we did, the whole show was dedicated to Lenten disciplines. So if you'd like to go back, if you missed that episode of the Spirit World, it's heard on Saturdays, go back into the archive section and pick it up and listen to it, because some great ideas we shared, and then those that came in from the calls on that wonderful episode. But today we're doing the same thing here. You know, what ideas do you have about Lent? How to go deeper? Think very unique, creative things that you can do to really take on Lent and make it a very meaningful experience for you. The show team's in place. Matt's ready to answer the calls. We've got Michael at the controls. We've got Rich on social media. And Jerry, a very nice feature for our listeners if they're in a hurry, because it's busy. It's a busy time and people are running around. You can always text us if you want to give us your Lenten ideas, and if you're ready for Lent, you text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name, and you can share how you're taking on Lent, okay? Just know that message and data rates may apply. So, Jerry, many ways our listeners can get in touch with us on social media. They can always email us, take2@EWTN.com. They can text us, but Jerry, you and I love when they call us.
833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And we're all old enough that we have lived through the season of Lent maybe dozens of times in our life, maybe 30, 40, 50 Lents that we've had. Tell us if there's something you have done during a previous Lenten season that you continued after that, because the idea is to take on things or to add things or eliminate things from our lives and then to continue that, maybe make that part of our routine, our daily routine going forward. So if you want to share something from a previous Lent that you did, some discipline or what have you, you can call in and share that. Maybe that has continued to be a part of your life. Maybe you found out you loved, you know, praying the rosary every day so much that you've done it for 10 years, 20, 30 years, whatever. Just, you got to join us. Share with us, you know, how your Lent is shaping up for this year. 833 888-288-3986.
So one of the challenges that I issued to the Take Two family and also the Spirit World family, Jerry, is for our listeners this Lent to give up a bit of the social media, the real secular social media and secular news, to give it up and only listen to Catholic radio and watch EWTN television. Just try it. Try it for Lent. The reason why I say that, Jerry, is because I just feel, especially with, you know, the Holy Father being in the hospital and we are all praying for him. There are so many platforms out there and on just even Facebook, and they're going out there just saying all these strangest things that are putting people very in an agitated state, not feeling good about things. It's not healthy for us. We need to stay focused and stay clear. What do you say to that?
I say that is very, very true because, like you said, there's been a proliferation of, you know, media outlets, and now with all the different technologies that we have, there are probably millions of ways that we can get information into our lives. But we want to be careful, you know, about, as Debbie is saying, what we consume. We are media consumers, whether we like it or not. You just really can't escape it. But do be, judicious, be prayerful, discerning, because, I've seen probably 100 different opinions on the Pope's health in the last couple days. And really, you know, you want to kind of tune to EWTN, and of course watch News Nightly on EWTN, because they're covering it and they've got the connections in Rome to really know what's going on with him. So I definitely agree with you, Debbie.
Yeah, and it would be a wonderful, it's just, think about it, all of us as Catholic Christians journeying through Lent together, listening closely to Catholic radio and watching EWTN television. I mean, it's amazing. It keeps us truly focused on the season. Maybe you've thought of it before. Maybe you did that last year. Could you tell us the fruits of it, the effects of it in your spiritual life? Okay, it's your time now. This is your platform, worldwide platform, to help other souls get closer to God. If you feel that little tug in your spirit, that little nudge, we believe it's the Holy Spirit, say yes, lean into it, and call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Well, we say it a lot, and we'll say it again. What you share, your lived experiences on this program, there are people listening right now who are saying, you know, what should I do for, I haven't really thought about it that much. Maybe what you share on the air will give them an idea that could change their life, turn their entire life around. So your takes, your lived experiences are very valuable here. So please do join us, 833-288-3986. A lot of your calls are being screened or have been screened by Matt Gabensky, but Debbie and I are looking at the show call software online here, and we still have about two lines open, so you will get right through, and you'll be among the first to call in and get on the air today talking about your plans for Lent. Are you ready for Lent? What are you going to do? What are you going to add? What are you going to delete from your life? If you have kids, if you have a family, what are you planning to do as a family? A lot of things we can talk about. You can take it whatever direction you want at 833-288-3986. We will start the calls right after I tell you about a beautiful item in the EWTN religious catalog. It's a gold embossed wooden plaque, all right? They're on sale now in the religious catalog. They measure nearly 8 by 10 inches. The images are printed on a thick 1-inch wooden plaque. These are made in Italy. They combine the most modern technologies of color transfer with ancient artisan techniques to create a unique and beautiful work of art. The skillful use of golden glazes, along with a raised effect of detail lines, and the brilliant use of colors combine in a distinctive style that is sure to foster an appreciation for the great masterpieces of sacred art. You can mix and match your favorite images, St. Francis of Assisi, St. Therese, St. Joseph. You get the idea. These are available now at EWTNRC.com, where you get free standard shipping on online orders of $75 or more. That's in the continental United States. Just use the code FREE when you check out, and you'll be all set.
Sounds great. So as promised, if you'd like to get in on this conversation, we're going to the phones now at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Are you ready for Lent? Are you thinking about Lent? How are you getting prepared for Lent? Let's hear what Kathy has to say in Fairmont, Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Kathy. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. What a great topic. Cool. And I have an idea that I'm going to do this year. I am 78 years old, and I live in my hometown where I grew up, and a lot of ladies are still alive that really probably didn't know it, but I thought a lot of them, and they're alone now or they're in a nursing home, and I do visit. But this year, I'm going to send them a letter, and I'm going to tell them in different ways how they've strengthened my faith by what they did when I was a teenager and a young mom. And in my letter, I like to knit. I'm knitting a little mug rug, and in the center of the rug is a cross. So that is my tip as to what I'll be doing this coming Lent.
Wow. Kathy, that is amazing. God bless you for that. Because, you know, we often forget about even family members. You know, maybe we don't have any family members who are in a nursing home or a hospital bed or what have you. But a lot of people do. And yet, in a lot of the work I've done before I was back in the seminary and now, I'll go to nursing homes and there are people whose family, they don't visit, you know, and they're just there.
I know.
You know, isn't that sad?
I know that firsthand. It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a wealth of thoughts when you visit with them. My mom passed a couple years ago and she was 98.
Oh,
and she still has friends. And Irma, I visit Irma. She's 104. And we just have glorious conversations together. I encourage everyone to think about even the ones that are at home and their how they so look forward if a person has that kind of time commitment to at their church go through the special Eucharistic ministry and take communion out to these people and have some time just to visit.
Yeah.
But I do know it's fun to get a letter, a real letter, and so I'm doing that. I can mention one other thing that I did 7 years ago.
Oh, tell us,
and that's,
tell us.
We gave up cable television. We're not isolated. We have EWTN and we have, but we don't have any, we really don't watch television that much. I felt there was a lot of negativity and I didn't want that coming into our home. And
Oh, Kathy. Okay.
Did we lose you, Kathy?
I hope not.
So we dropped it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
anyway.
Kathy, great suggestions. Beautiful. Just you have the most generous, compassionate heart. I love that as you were speaking. You absolutely care. You genuinely care about the souls of others. That is so Christ-like, Kathy. And for us to take that on during Lent, I hope others join you in that beautiful, real focus for Lent. I think it's going to bear much fruit and blessings and graces. Way to go, Kathy. You were the perfect call to start this conversation. Thank you.
Our little board to reach out to their Catholic school and see how they can volunteer. That's another thing I do, and I am the one that gets the rewards. I go at 2:30 to 5:30 with children who are waiting for parents to pick them up.
Wow.
And I just encourage everyone to do all they can to make our Catholic schools, our Catholic faith is so rich.
It is,
You know, the more you read or study, the more you fall in love with our faith.
That's true. Kathy, God bless you. Thank you for the call. You sound a lot younger than 78. So in addition to having a beautiful, generous heart, like Debbie said, sounds like you've got a youthful heart as well.
That's right.
Thank you, Kathy. We got full phone line, so we're going to get to some other calls here. But yeah, Debbie, for a lot of people who are, you know, alone in facilities and institutions, you know, every day can be like a Lent for them.
That's true.
You know, it could be this nonstop Lent. And so to bring a little bit of love and attention and care into their lives is so important.
I witnessed that firsthand with my mom. I witnessed all the other residents in the place that she stayed at. They were begging, literally begging for that time and attention of others.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so it's very important. What a beautiful act of mercy. Okay, Kathy just freed that phone line for somebody to jump in. How are you getting prepared for Lent? Are you ready for Lent? Are you thinking about Lent? Or come on, you can fess up. Are you just thinking about Mardi Gras, Shrove Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, whatever you want to call it? Because I know that's our last feasting day before we go into the season of Lent. But you can talk about it with us. We're family. 833-288-3986. Jerry, we're going to Oscar in Winchester, Virginia on YouTube. Jerry, let's wave to Oscar. Hi, Oscar.
Hey, Oscar.
Hey, guys. It's a pleasure to be back. And, of course, a big hello to everyone who is listening on EWTN Radio. So great to be back once again on the lines.
Good to have you.
So when I heard about this topic today about how we can prepare ourselves for Lent, I knew that I had some ideas that I really, really took the time to think of for this show today. So for those who are listening, let me go ahead and just give you a couple things. So I just heard the last caller talk about how, you know, she doesn't watch, you know, television, cable that much. And yeah, I get that feeling too. I barely watch TV that much. Except for, you know, when I have those certain times where I do get a chance to watch, but no, I don't watch TV that much. Unless, of course, it's for EWTN, obviously. I tune into that sometimes. So that's one thing I'm probably might going to try to give up on for this one, you know. And also online stuff with social media, you know, with all the crazy news and that's coming out, you know, I feel like, okay, that's going to overwhelm me way too much, so I might as well just step myself off from there and just focus on myself. Because that's what the whole season of Lent that we're going to be getting into is all about. You know, taking a time for not only for ourselves, but for our family as well, because it's not just us, not just me that's doing it, but my family and every family is going to do it, so... Yeah, and also, one other thing, ask our Lord to give you strength for this Lent, because at times, we feel that certain temptation, if you will, where, you are really tempted to do, to like try to break off those promises that you try for Lent, and that temptation, I don't know how to explain it. It's so tempting. Like, you want to break off your promises to do it, but at times you have to do it, these promises. Like, it's a promise, and you can't break that promise.
Well, let me...
You can't.
Oscar, hang on. I want to jump in on that because I had a couple thoughts, and at my age, they fall out of my head real quickly. But just on what you just said there, we want to be careful. You know, just these are things that we take on or add to our lives that are not like, you know, under pain of sin if we you know, eat chocolate when we said we weren't going to or something like that. So we want to be careful about that. Yes, we want to be as faithful to these things as possible. And I would say a couple things on what you said. Things can be good and healthy. We can actually add things to our lives they could be penances, but they can also be good things like watching EWTN or working out more, something like that. And the other thing I would say is you mentioned temptations are going to come. Yes. If we enter into Lent and we don't face any temptations at all and we're just feeling like the evil one's leaving us alone, we might want to look at our spiritual lives and say, are we really taking this seriously? But Debbie, you probably got a lot more, you know, eloquent things to say than I just did.
You know, no, that was what was wonderful. And Oscar, I just wanted to share this because, Jerry, you just said something that I remember last year. I think we had a priest on. Again, I'm not too far behind you in age, Jerry, so I can't remember what I ate for dinner last night. But I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you'll have to correct me on this, Jerry, if we make Lenten promises and we deliberately break them, deliberately, or we don't, you know, fast or abstain, that does rise to the level of a sin. Is that correct or not?
Well, if it's something the church lays down for us, like right. the fast and abstinence rules and things like that, if we know them and we deliberate, if we willingly and deliberately do that, that can definitely become a sin. I'm just talking about the disciplines that, we want right. to say, I'm not going to listen to my favorite rock band, and all of a sudden one day you go, I just have to hear one of their songs.
Gotcha. Okay.
And there's no sin in that,
Yeah. Well, because, there's a lot of people that can lean towards scrupulosity. And I just wanted to be very clear about that. But that's very interesting. I do think, though, don't you think less is more, though, too? I think sometimes we want to do, and it's a beautiful thing, Oscar, and to everyone that's listening, it's a beautiful thing to want to do big things for God. But maybe do some small things and do them well. What do you say to that, Jerry, first? I want to ask you.
Oh, I think that's a very, especially if you're just kind of new to Lent or new to really taking it seriously and giving things up or taking things on. Yeah, the good spiritual writers, directors would tell you, start, with little steps like Debbie's talking about. Don't overwhelm yourself because you are going to fall short, and then you can start to beat yourself up and think you've sinned or you let God down or something like that. Anyway, Oscar, we're going to throw it back to you for thoughts. We're just, it's kind of a stream of consciousness going here between me and Debbie.
What do you think, Oscar?
Most certainly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like the thoughts that you put out there just now. We can still do the things, that we do, like, in ordinary days, But, when it comes to this, the season that upon us, we have to continue, doing those small things and even the things that we don't like to do. We still have to do them. I do things around the house myself. I'm always here at home doing the things that I want to do. Even if it's things that, that I don't enjoy doing, I still have to do them because, if I do them, not only will my parents be happy that I'm doing the small things around the house, but God will too. And that's one thing, especially with my age, especially with my generation of individuals, myself, who don't want to do the things that they are asked to do. And they just want to be rebellious all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Outstanding, Oscar. I just nicknamed you Outstanding Oscar every time you call, okay?
Of course. And that's also one thing. So to those who are watching right now, especially young people my age, please know that, yes, there are certain things that we don't like to do, either inside our house or outside the house. But at the end of the day, those are just the little things that we have to do because not only will the people around you be proud of you for doing this, the things, these small things, but God will too.
So beautiful.
Think about that the next time you're going to do something that you don't like to do.
Well, outstanding Oscar has spoken. You did it again. Way to go. Thank you so much for gracing this conversation today, and have a beautiful rest of your day in Virginia. Jerry, we have the best Take Two family members.
Yep. Young, old, all walks of life. We appreciate all that you do to keep the show as strong and fresh and robust as it is every day. And in fact, we have an open phone line right now as well. Maybe, as Debbie says, the Holy Spirit is nudging you to call in and share today on the program. Are you ready for Lent? Lent starts next Wednesday. Ash Wednesday is coming right up.
Amazing.
It is one of the seasons of the year that we should take very seriously. It's a great season of refreshment and renewal, but also certainly a penitentiary element to it. So what are your plans for Lent? You as an individual, maybe as a couple with your spouse, perhaps as a family. 833-288-EWTN. You will turn some lives around with what you share. I really believe that. 833-288-3986.
Here's another challenge that was issued. I believe it was on the Spirit World about asking folks to go one extra day a week to Mass. Now, there's a lot of daily Mass goers, so that's wonderful. But one extra day for the rest of the folks that just go on the weekends, one extra day during the week. That's very powerful way to enter into Lent, Jerry, I believe.
Yeah, and just one other quick thing that Oscar mentioned. He was talking about doing the things we're supposed to do. And one of the things I'm doing for Lent, which I've started already, you've probably done this, Debbie, but I'm listening to the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, mm-hmm. Father Joe Roche, and his daily 6-7 minute meditations and the readings from St. Faustina's diary. Yeah. And there was one time when Jesus told St. Faustina to tell her superior she was supposed to do something, and the superior said no. And Jesus says, I would rather have you obedient. Mm-hmm. He says, obedience is what really pleases me. So think about that, folks, during this break. We're going to come back, take more of your calls. Ginny and Stella and the others, stay with us. Well, we sometimes get busy in life and things, we do things maybe last minute, so perhaps you haven't thought about what you're going to do or not do or take on or give up during Lent this year. Or just some disciplines or practices that you're going to add to your life. But if you have given that some thought, let us know. We all learn from one another on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. 833-288-EWTN is the number. 833-288-3986. And as promised, we're going to go to Ginny in Buffalo, New York. Ginny is listening today on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Ginny. Welcome to the program. You're up.
Hi. I love the show, and I thank you for all your efforts. I know that your job has to be overwhelming, and you and Debbie, and all the people that produce the show, I think it's just wonderful, and it brings so much into my life, and I so appreciate it. A couple of years ago, one of the parishes had a billboard sign out in front of the church, and it said, Lent is more than about tuna, and I had to laugh, and I think of it every year. I was just waiting my turn in line here, and I thought of something, and sometimes we're so overwhelmed, and we just don't have time to think about what we're doing while we're doing it. A prayer was answered in a weird way a couple of years ago. I have problem feet, and I was having trouble finding sneakers that fit my feet, and I went to the car dealer. I rushed to get there, and my usual drill is get the coffee and hit the vending machine. And that day I happened to take yogurt and think, I don't need this garbage in the vending machine. I could just have my yogurt and my coffee. So I'm going to sit in the waiting room waiting for my car. And there's this commercial about specialty sneakers. My prayer was for 2 years. And I went to that shop and they fit my feet. And it's like, thank you, God. It was just, I think sometimes we need to make little sacrifices, say little prayers, because we always get distracted when we're doing long ones. And if you can do the long ones, I say God bless you, because I'm always distracted, and I just wanted to share that.
Good deal. Good deal, Ginny. And you know, something, can we circle back to the beginning of what you said? I just want to start at the beginning of your call where you said there was a billboard at church and it said something to the effect that Lent is more than tuna. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
It's so interesting that you said that, because it's when you talk to folks when they're preparing for Lent, it's hilarious. They will say things like, I can't wait to go to the fish fry. And it's like, wow, we're missing so much of what we can do and how we can deepen our connection to God. And I chuckled when you said that, and now it's going to stay with me, because I always think of fish fries now, because people always comment back with that. Or they'll say things like, oh yes, no meat on Fridays, no meat on Fridays. You know, and it's interesting to me how we have been trained as Catholic Christians to go through the motions and go through the practices. But my question is, are we really absorbing something different for ourselves each and every Lent? As you were talking, Ginny, it just hit me so strongly. I'd love to hear Jerry's comments, and then let's ask you if you have anything else to say. What do you think about that?
No, I think you're right. Yeah, Lent is about a lot more. I mean, the church gives us liturgical seasons. They're deep, they're rich, they're beautiful, they're glorious. And I agree with you, folks. Go to the fish fry. Absolutely. Don't eat meat on Fridays, for sure. We're supposed to do that. But I think what Debbie, if I have the spirit of what you're saying right, is, you know, we really need to, you know, go deeper than that, you know, mm-hmm. into our interior. You know, go deep into your heart. Ask the Lord. In fact, pray about, you know, God, Holy Spirit, put on my heart what you would have me do during this Lenten season, something, again, like we mentioned early in the show, that will continue post-Lent, you know, and I make that a regular part of my life. Ginny, we're doing a lot of talking. We're going to throw it back to you. What do you think?
I think it's great, and sometimes we just need to focus on little things because mm-hmm. we get distracted by the big things. And
yep.
I, a few times in my life where, you know, I didn't have that second cup of coffee, or I gave up a TV show and I just said a few prayers as I'm resting. I have a bad leg, and it's not doing too good at the moment.
Mm.
And it's just, it made a difference. Things in my day went better, and I just wanted to put it out there because it's little things that we can do and just focus on exactly what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Give up the coffee for, you know, one cup of coffee and say a couple of prayers for somebody that needs them, and it'll make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Ginny, I got you in the book, the prayer book, so we'll be praying for that you feel better there and your leg. Is it, may I ask, are you still able to drive? Are you able to drive?
Yeah, I can drive. I have
okay.
to rest it a lot. I have an infection in it right now, and they're oh. putting me back on the antibiotics, and it's just a poor situation where it doesn't have the ability to heal itself because of circulatory issues from a rare illness, and it's just taken me down, you know.
Oh. Okay, well, feel our prayers, okay?
Thank you. God bless you.
Absolutely.
God bless you, Ginny.
Absolutely, Ginny.
Yeah.
I love praying with the Take-Two family. I just we believe in the power of prayer. We're going to get to Stella, who's driving through Massachusetts. Stella, hang on. Don't go anywhere. You're next. I just wanted to share this because it kind of goes in nicely and ties in nicely to what you were saying, Jerry. Ellen from Facebook, please wave to Ellen. She's a regular loyal listener, and she comments. Ellen, thank you so much for commenting on Facebook. Ellen says, ask yourself, what prevents my spiritual growth? What are the blocks in my relationship with Jesus? How can I change my weakness into strength and virtue? See, I love all of these deep questions that we are, you said, go into the interior. That's so key. Ellen, you nailed it. Thank you so much. Okay, so now, you want to get, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to add, one of the priests here at the seminary, he gave a talk at one of our formation conferences, and he talked about the monastery of the heart. Mm-hmm. You know, well, most of us are never going to find ourselves living and you know, being a monk or a sister or whatever, but we can turn our hearts into a little monastery and find quiet there, find solitude, find the Lord, find what he's saying to us. So that really struck me, the monastery of the heart. I thought it was beautiful.
Oh, I love that. That's really golden. Okay, you can still get in on this conversation. You still have time. You got to dial now, though. Don't wait any longer. 833-288-3986. Please call us. Stella called us driving through Massachusetts on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Stella. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Oh, hi. I am so enjoying this conversation. And every single person I notice has such liveliness and exuberant attitudes about what they're talking about, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because in today's day and age, it's very rare that you meet people in the similar, you know, in the similar mindset. I've taken many hits in my life, starting from birth all the way into marriage and raising children. But then I lost my husband suddenly, and then more recently, my son, who was a rock star, not really. I mean, he was an Aerosmith, but he was an executive director of the Boys and Girls Club. Humble, quiet, gracious. I hope to think that he took after me, but and the grief is horrifying. But I also recently I woke up and I can't let depression get into my life because it will completely envelop you for the whole day and the whole week and the whole month. So I made up my mind, number one, I do go to Mass every Sunday and I am going to increase my Mass once a week. I do go to confession, but I'm lying in bed and I'm thinking of things that I did like 20 years ago, and I still will go to confession for them because I just feel if it's lingering on me, I want God to take it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And also, in the world that we live in today, it's so disheartening to see families, you know, they do the normal CCDs and the confirmations, and then the kids don't go to church. And I did not recognize God, Jesus, the Holy Trinity, any of it until I was 55 years old. And I woke up one morning and I knew right away the Holy Spirit had entered me. And I don't want to go off, you know, mm-hmm. go on a tangent about it, but it's amazing. And I'm sure a lot of listeners will understand this, how you meet people unexpectedly. Well, I'm a talker. I mean, I teach, I taught, and I ran my own business, so I had a talk. And, you know, just to smile at people, and all of a sudden you get embraced with God bless you and I love your cross. Or, and it's amazing how God brings people together like that, and it's happened over and over again. They're giving me their cell phone. They want me on the prayer list, or I give them mine. So what I'm saying is, and I really want to suffer in a way that Jesus did in the fasting. And that's really not suffering. Come on. We can go a day or 2 days or whatever. But look at how long he went. And the devil tried to entice him. And that's the last thing I'm going to talk about. Satan is so powerful. Mm-hmm. And he swoops in on you. And, you know, just that little temptation. And he's got you. And you just really have to concentrate on the fact that Satan does not belong in our lives. You kick him out. And you ask God to bring you closer to him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it says it somewhere in Scripture, and I'm forgetting the exact passage right now, but Jesus says temptation is going to come to each one of us. So that is definitely just a part of life, Stella, and you've realized that. And thank God that you have realized that. And you mentioned, you know, wanting to suffer in the way that Jesus did. And as I was doing my prayer time this morning in front of the Blessed Sacrament, there's a crucifix there too, and I was looking at that, and I thought, you know, this is what we're called to. You know, Jesus says, carry your cross every day. And, you know, back in the time when people carried crosses, it wasn't for the fun of it. It was because there was a destination ahead of them, and that destination was a brutal, violent crucifixion on that cross. So we share in that with Jesus, Debbie, not just during mm-hmm. Lent, but all the whole year round. I think we need to pray and ponder that a little bit more.
Absolutely. But Stella, you said that you were going to take on going to Mass an additional time during the week. If you can, and if you remember and you feel that you're comfortable doing it after Lent, when we are in the Easter season, would you consider calling back to take two and tell us the fruits that came from that? What did you learn about yourself? How did it change your spiritual life? We'd really love to know, and that can help a lot of souls. What do you say?
Absolutely. And I'm still going through days of not complete despair, but when I walk into a church and there's a lot of hubbub and gossip, you know, whatever, you know, people out there, mm-hmm. you go into church, you go in to pray, you might say the rosary before, mm-hmm. you look at the cross, you really, really go to the stations of the cross.
Sure.
And see what Jesus, you know, had to endure.
Right. And when we experience loss, Stella, we align ourselves with the passion of Jesus, and that can really help us through the grief. And also prayers help us tremendously. And you, by the way, I put you and your whole family in the prayer book again, so I just wanted to let you know.
That's great. I have a prayer list that's so long that when I start at night, I fall asleep because there's about like 150 people's names on it.
Wow.
So
wow.
I have to start up again in the morning. I don't walk around and preach Jesus and you got to do this and you got to do that. It's mm-hmm. by your action. Mm-hmm. That's
Amen.
It.
Amen. Amen.
Beautiful.
Okay. Great call.
Yeah, Stella,
powerful
thank
call.
You. But be careful. I said you're driving in Massachusetts, so be careful there, please. I have an interesting way of doing that, by the way, remembering everyone. So many people, Debbie, ask us for prayers. You know that as well as mm-hmm. I do. And so I have an interesting way of doing it. I just simply say, Lord, when someone asks me to pray, I say, Lord, add them to my list. And what I mean by that is I say every prayer. So every Mass, every Rosary, every Divine Mercy Chaplet, every Holy Hour, everything that I do that is spiritual and prayerful, I'm saying, I'm offering for this person, so please add them to that. So, because you can't, like Stella said, you know, she's got a list of 150, and at some point, it's going to take you like all day mm-hmm. to be praying for people if you don't do something like
right.
what I do. So,
right.
Anyway,
that's awesome. Yeah. Great. That's a great idea. And I always, and we encourage always everyone to please remember the Take Two family intentions. Okay, God knows that we have this running book that has been going strong since almost 10 years. So there's many books, by the way, not just one book. That would be a very huge book.
But, we've got more of your calls to get to. What are you planning for Lent this year? We're going to get to a few more of you. Just want to tell you, though, first of all, a show that you really can't afford to miss is The World Over with Raymond Arroyo. That is tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on EWTN television and radio. And his guests will be, listen up, Edward Penton, senior Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Register, will give us an update on the current, up to the minute status of the health of our Holy Father, Pope Francis. Damian Thompson is associate editor of the UK Spectator. He will talk about Vatican-China relations, and our good friend, Dr. Ray Guarendi, on his new book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody, and an encore segment of the controversial movie, it's about the controversial movie Conclave. So that's The World Over with Raymond Arroyo tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern on EWTN TV and radio. And get the news from The World Over in your email inbox every week. Just visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe.
Okay, so we're going to stay with the Station of the Cross, those that are listening to that fine network. Helen in New York, you're up next on Take Two. Welcome. Hello, Helen, are you with us?
Yes, I'm sorry.
No, you go right ahead.
My hearing is bad. Okay, I'm calling in to say thank you for the program.
Thank you.
I'm going on 87 years old.
Bless your heart.
And this journey of life has really been great, I guess. And I don't know, other than I was so touched by the woman that said she did little things mm-hmm. to her prayer. She didn't have to, you know, spend hours and you know, you hear they go and meditate and all that. And I guess it's a throwback from going to a Catholic school and having the nuns tell me about that. And it's just so enlightening to hear the words that I heard when I was 8, 9 years old to come back and really be meaningful. And I am able to understand them now with age.
Oh, that is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Helen, we're so very grateful for your call. And I'm glad you highlighted what that, I can't remember the name of the caller who talked about the little things, but that's so important to me and Debbie, you know, as we travel around. It's just little moments. And God will, they'll present themselves to you when you come across them during the day. It could be, you know, holding the door open for somebody, you know, or mm-hmm. maybe, you know, opening your mouth and saying a greeting, you know, giving somebody a blessed greeting, you know, say something happy to make them smile or just feel a little bit better, because mm-hmm. a lot of people could be having a bad day. So
yeah.
I love the idea of the little things, Debbie, and St.
Well,
Therese did too. Yeah,
absolutely. And Helen, I wanted to say that was a fellow Station of the Cross listener, Jenny from Buffalo, who said that, who called before you. And I agree. And I just think when we show up, and we give 100%. And what I mean by that is we give all of ourselves, time, talent, treasure. We give all of ourselves in every moment, small and in big ways. It's very pleasing to God. This is my gut feeling on this. And it's my personal opinion on this, just from living almost 60 years on this earth, that when we give our 100% to God, He gives us so much more right away, because it's all, we're all in. All, we push all the chips in. We're all in with God. And we can do that in the smallest of ways. Like what Jenny said, a smile, a glance, a kind word, a gesture. It's really quite simple. But in this day and age, we're in a world that we miss it, because why? We're attached to our gadgets, right? We're attached to our gadgets. So they take more of our time and attention than souls do. What do you say, Helen? Final comments.
Lent. Oh, you know, I said, oh, I'll give up sugar. And the next thing that came in my mind, well, I need to lose weight. I washed away the whole idea about giving up sugar, sweets.
Right.
Because in my head, I'm like, oh, I'll lose weight. So is that giving to God? I don't.
Well, Helen, earlier, if you were listening about 15, 20 minutes ago, I made that comment that the things that we give up or take on can be beneficial to us. You know, that not necessarily the primary reason that we do it, but it could be a secondary reason. And why not? You know, especially if you're talking about the temple of the Holy Spirit, your body, Helen. You know, God wants us to take care of that. It's the only one that we have. And so I would say, no, if you're giving up sugar for Lent, that is fantastic. If you happen to lose a little bit of weight, that's even, you know, a little bit of a plus. So I wouldn't worry too much about that, Debbie. What do you think?
I agree. I like the way you said that, though. If the result of it is that you lose a couple pounds, great. But if the focus is, well, this is a perfect time for me to start a diet because it's Lent, and I'll give up all these things and go on this really strong, you know, workout regimen, because I'm gonna be totally in fighting shape by Easter. Then your focus is a little bit off. So I see what you're saying, Jerry. If the result is something good for the body, if the result is something good, that's kind of what I consider an additional blessing that comes from where your intention is. I hope that helps. Helen, you are awesome. God bless you, and thank you so much for calling in today. Jerry, we want to squeeze in a couple more calls. Let's get to Teresa in Sioux City, Iowa, on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Teresa, welcome.
Hi. I'm just going to tell you what my husband and I do during Lent.
Great.
A few years ago, I took a piece of paper and I numbered it 1 through 40, and then I corresponded the numbers with whoever, family members, whoever I could think of, our priest, anybody like that. And then I took and cut out little numbers, 1 to 40, and then every morning we draw out a number and we correspond it with my paper, and we pray for that person or persons, and before my husband and I leave, or for the day, we pray together, and then throughout the day, those people are always in the back of my mind, and so I'm lifting them up to prayer throughout the day. So that's what we do during Lent.
Okay, so Teresa, I love this exercise. Love, love, love it. You nailed it. Why do I love it? Because you're also leaning into the Holy Spirit. You are randomly picking out a name, okay? So you're bringing in the Holy Spirit to all of this in this beautiful prayer gesture for these 40 fine individuals. I think it's brilliant. I want to do the exact same thing. I love that, because here's what I think is going to happen, Teresa. I bet you, I just feel it, that when you pick out that name, and let's say you picked out, I don't know, Sam, and you started praying for Sam, I bet you during the course of the day, Sam's going to text you or something and say, you know what, I really needed prayers today, or I feel like someone's praying for me. The Holy Spirit loves to be so fluid like that and connect. And I think that is brilliant. Way to go, Teresa. Tell your husband that is awesome Lenten exercise. What do you say, Jer?
I think I agree with you completely. What do you think, Teresa, about what Debbie shared?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I think the same thing. I just, those people are always on the forefront of my mind throughout the day, and I always think, oh, maybe they were having a bad day, but hopefully it turned out good. And it's all good.
I love it. Thank you, Teresa. You're incredible. Jerry, we have to do this because Milton wants to talk about Exodus 90, and I have a lot to say about this. I know we got less than a minute, but can we just squeeze Milton from Virginia in real quick about Exodus
90? About 30 seconds, Milton. Yeah, about 30 seconds.
Do you hear me?
Yeah, we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm participating in Exodus 90. It's the Fraternity of Men. For 90 days, starting January the 20th, we start doing asceticism disciplines like taking a cold shower, one hour holy hour of prayer, fasting on Wednesdays and Fridays, and we do this because we want to become better husbands, better parents, better grandparents, and better leaders, spiritual leaders for our family.
Beautiful. I'm glad you mentioned it, Milton. Exodus 90, yeah, it's a very extreme kind of fast and discipline, but I understand it brings forth many blessings. Jerry?
I just wanted to give the website out. It's Exodus 90, like the book in the Bible, EXODUS90, Exodus90.com. Guys, if you want to take part in that, Milton, I wish we had more time to go into that because it is really a lot of men are gaining a lot of ground spiritually by taking part in that. Again, it's Exodus90.com. All right, so Debbie will be with you tomorrow. I'll be back next Tuesday. I've got some obligations here at the seminary, but it is great to be with all of you, and thank you so much for making this another impactful broadcast for all of the show team and everybody here at EWTN. For Debbie, I am Jerry, and thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.